Hello. Today we'll be talking about frequencies for listening in South America. But first here's Ned Abel, who looks after program presentation at one of our relay bases, the Atlantic Relay Station, which is on Ascension Island.
If you look at a map of the world, it takes a bit of time to find Ascension Island. Try tracing a line with your finger across the Atlantic Ocean from the bulge of South America to the bulge of the West African coast, and Ascension's about in the middle. It's a small island, it's only 8 kilometres by 11, and it's got lots of volcanic cones, and it's not very green. And the BBC's Atlantic Relay nestles on the rocky northern coast, with our aerials in a broad, tall sweep of wires and towers, angled to get BBC services to our customers in Africa and South America. There's a staff of about 75 here, some with their families. There's engineers and technicians from Britain and from our sister island of St. Helena. And they're busy producing the electricity to run the transmitters, servicing the broadcasting equipment, and 24 hours a day picking up the signals we need from London to rebroadcast on our frequencies. We're trying to get a better signal to your radio, and we get special shipments of tapes to play at the same time as London. Have you noticed, for instance, on some music programmes and plays, when listening to a relay station, the quality will get better? Well, that's our operators playing in those special tapes. Everyone in the BBC is very concerned about quality, and the whole job of the relay is to pick up the best signal we can from London, some on special broadcasts just for us, and then transmit the best possible signal a short distance to our target areas in Africa and South America. Well, you might be able to do exactly the same thing, pick up these signals, but you'd need very expensive, complicated receivers and large aerials. Not everyone could afford these, so the relay does the job for you. It selects the signals on our expensive equipment and then passes it on in a way that you can hear on a cheaper radio set. So when you think of a relay station, think of someone helping you to tune your radio, leaving you free to listen to the programmes. And the 75 staff here on Ascension are doing just that, even if we are on a little volcanic island in the middle of a vast ocean.
Thanks, Ned Abel. As Ned told us, quite a number of World Service programmes are relayed from Ascension Island to South America. We've had a couple of letters from Mrs. Marjorie Christian, who lives in Córdoba, Argentina. Answering the questions this week is Mike Sollers. Mike, Mrs. Christian is trying to listen to us between 20 hours and midnight Greenwich Mean Time. From 20 hours to 20:30, she just about gets us on 15.40 megahertz, but when she switches to the frequency which we recommend, that's 15.26 megahertz in the 19-metre band, well, she says it's quite non-existent.
Perhaps she should try 15.26 again, starting at 20:00, going through until midnight or even 2 o'clock in the morning, because as from the 29th of March, this transmission is now back at its normal home on Ascension Island.
Well, what was happening on 15.26 until then?
Well, as many listeners will realise, our Russian service has been subject to jamming for quite some months now. And during the winter months, particularly from the 30th of November, we attempted to provide higher frequencies into Russia to try and combat the jamming. And as a result, it was decided that 15.26, normally at Ascension from 20:00 to 21:15, should be moved out first of all to the UK, then to Antigua, to allow a Russian transmission to operate out of Ascension. And this is really what's been happening. But from the 29th of March, it's now reverted back to normal operation.
Right, well, now we've got a letter from Mr. Ray in Bogota. And he says that here in Bogota, it's extremely irritating that the transmission on 11.775 megahertz shuts down at 13:30 Greenwich Mean Time, as the other two transmissions which go on from that time seem quite useless. And it's particularly galling as the reception on 11.775 is at its best at 13:30 Greenwich Mean Time.
Well, Mr. Ray, the intended service that we are providing to Colombia actually closes at 13:30 GMT after the local breakfast time transmission, and doesn't resume until 20:00 GMT.
But my copy of London Calling shows that transmission to Colombia continues until 17:45.
Yes, that's true. The problem here is that we have insufficient pages in London Calling to provide our frequency information, and therefore we have to combine a number of areas together. The frequencies that he mentioned after 13:30 until 17:45 are really intended for North America.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. That's all for this week. Next week, we'll be telling you about new technology at our Far Eastern relay station and about a simple type of aerial which might help you to get better reception of BBC World Service. Goodbye.